Your average price of a chicken is about €5. The farmer receives about 37 cents. So we have to provide its heat, which is anything up to 34, 35 degrees. House that chicken, spend at least an hour and a half in the morning, and that will be two of us. And then you have to be back in for another hour before 6 o'clock, then another hour before 8, and then about another half an hour before 12, on a daily basis right until the day they leave. And during that period of time, you may be up during the night because alarms go off, say a problem with the water, then you'll come over straight away to make sure, because they're relying on their feed from you, they're relying on their environment, as you can hear the fans in the background and the heating system in the background. So if anything goes wrong, you have to be able to deal with it immediately.
And that's 7 days a week?
That's 7 days a week, right to the very last day they go out. If I turned around and said to people, we need about 5 or 6 cents more, and that makes a massive difference because of the number of birds we're talking about, it means that we can invest further. It means that we can start paying for our bills, because there's a lot of farmers that are really stressed at the moment.
And what does it say to you, the fact that you only get 37 cents for a €5 bird?
It's absolutely wrong. I think we're seeing our age profile of our houses getting older and older. Birds don't know that the recession on, and neither should they.
Is the welfare of the chicken under pressure too?
Of course it is, and very few people will say that, but of course that is something that's going to come under pressure. If you see electricity prices going up over about a quarter, you see gas bills going up from 30 cents to almost 60 cents, of course there's going to be considerable pressure. Unfortunately, you're competing against a catering industry that has, 90% of their chickens, they have unknown welfare, unknown environment standards, just the white van man coming around. We have a butchers where we have some of the most talented craft butchers in the world, and yet purchasing from the white van man as well. Unknown welfare, unknown environment standards, and that's hard to stomach. And I know
you're talking about the white van man being import.
Yeah, it could come from any part of the world. There won't be an Irish poultry industry. We have lost some of the fantastic brands like Golden Feather from Monaghan Poultry that is lost. We lost a whole industry in Limerick where we lost Contohar and Castlemahon. They're all gone. They're never to return. And I think people really need to wake up to that thought. So do the supermarkets. They have to realise there is consequences for losing an industry.
You're very upset about this, aren't you?
I'm absolutely upset because I know if the poultry industry goes, you lose different feed mills throughout the country. That makes it more inefficient for beef and dairy farms that are around that are being supplied from this. But if this farm wasn't here, there's 35 jobs are going to be lost tomorrow. That's in the feed processing area, that's in the feed mills, that's in the haulage, that's in the service industry, that's in the catchers. All of those jobs go. And that's the sad part. They don't understand how important primary producers are. We're going to lose these industries and we'll never get them back. There is a price to pay for cheap food. And all we want to do is to see transparency. And if we can force transparency on our TDs and say, listen, we want you to have a code of practice there for supermarkets. We want you to go out there and make sure that there's nobody exploited. In our financial service industry, we have a financial ombudsman. What have we in relation to the supermarkets? Absolutely nothing. And what's unfortunate is there's not enough people actually standing up and saying, whoa, there is something happening here. We have so many people talking about how well farming is doing. It's no different than people talking up the housing market and then knocking the people that are saying, yes, it's a brilliant indigenous industry that creates a lot of employment, but we have to be real about the problems that are there, solve them, and yes, we have a great future going forward. But if we start to ignore them and we start to exploit some of the farmers and exploit some of the processing plants, then we're going to lose them.
You have three sons. Do you look forward to the day when one of them takes over your job here?
No. I love doing what I do. If it continues in this kind of vein, no, I wouldn't want them to go in. If it's going to mean it's an industry going nowhere.